We're here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center. With me is Dr. Becky Langer, who is the manager of the North American Bear Bee Care Program. And Becky, this must be a pretty exciting day for you.
Absolutely. We've been looking forward to this day for quite some time. So it's a great celebratory feat today. We've had a lot of stakeholders come in to celebrate with us, and it was wonderful to see so many people interested in our facility and the honeybees.
It was nice that the rain held off, too.
Yes. I couldn't say it better. I was watching the radar. I was telling my husband, it's going to break, and we got a break. So it was a great day.
What is the purpose of this center?
This center actually has a few different purposes. One will be the research that takes place here. So what can we do? What can we find to help provide a solution to the problems the honeybees are facing? And so the research will be an important component that we're working on. And then the second is the communication and stakeholder engagement. We'll bring different groups in here. They're able to get hands-on experience with the displays that you've seen today. They're able to get presentations to them, whether it needs to be on the research that's taking place, whether it needs to be more of just a general, maybe it's an elementary school student group that needs just more basic information. And so we're able to adapt that message to what they need to see. They can look at the observable hive out on the screened-in porch. And so really open the dialogue and the education amongst everyone who's interested in the honeybees.
How close are you? I mean, we've got most of it done, but you still have a few things that you have to get done here. What will it look like when it's finally completely done?
So completely done is probably a relative term when you said completely done. It'll probably, I think people are saying maybe 3 years for the gardens to become totally mature and grow. And so we'll add in different plants along the way, a vegetable garden in the summer here. We have a frost warning tonight, and so the vegetables didn't go on the ground yet. But the gardens will take a little bit of time. Today we have 3 hives on site. We'll have capacity for 10, but again, we'll need the gardens to get a little more mature before we introduce some of those new hives. And so we're pretty close to, I would say, complete. Of course, the labs are able to start tomorrow up and running doing the research. And so we're as complete as we need to be to start finding those solutions and move forward.
Well, I know that that Jim Bloom yesterday said this is a fulfillment of a dream. Do you feel that same way?
Absolutely. This is such an exciting time to be here. I think people are really thirsty for the knowledge and education of the bees. It's a hot topic amongst everyone. I mean, they're critical to us, whether it's your own backyard and your own little garden that you have, whether it's a farmer, a broadacre grower that's got a lot of crops that need pollinated, or whether it's an urban landscape design that's a little fancier. They're of interest to everyone, and I think everyone in the community really wants that knowledge. And so, yes, it's a dream, and to be able to share it with everyone and to open up that educational possibility is just exciting.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center in North Carolina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.